Most people want Cuba to be more democratic. They want it to be internet accessible. Now the Virginia-based People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, wants the island to get vegan. So the group sent women clad in scanty lettuce-leaf bikinis on a commercial flight from Fort Lauderdale to Havana. Their mission? Persuade Cubans to stop eating meat, dairy, and eggs, and give them vegan starter kits for eating pure fruit and vegetable diets. Fine, except there's just one problem. Cubans don't have a lot of vegetables to go vegan with. Food production in general is a struggle in their communist country, and greens, like, say, lettuce, can be scarce and expensive. A report by Cuba's public health ministry a few years ago found Cubans eat vegetables only 3 days a week. A PETA spokeswoman says the starter kit recipes include vegan ingredients more readily available in Cuba, like black beans and plantains. Either way, one bright spot for Cuba is its growing number of urban gardens, which today provide some two-thirds of the island's veggies. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.